Portion of the WEOL Spotlight on Medina, presented by the Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight, is brought to you by Medina County Auditor Mike Kovac. If your structural property has sustained storm damage this year, you may be eligible for a valuation deduction. Contact the Medina County Auditor's Office for details.
And you know, it's not every day, Bruce, that we have a guest on who's on the front page of the Gazette.
But well, it's like perfect timing.
I know. Here,
above the fold, as they
say. You know, think about
headline.
That, right? With a picture, no less. Investigation into allegations against county auditor. No wrongdoing found so far.
Ah, that's I like that headline much better than the one a couple weeks ago. So,
well, you're very much in the public eye. And, you know, for anyone who wants to find out more about this, no better reason, you know, pick up your Gazette today, right?
Always pick up the Medina Gazette. That's what I hear, yes.
That's right. So you've been auditor since 1993. You're in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, peaks, valleys, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, indeed.
What do you enjoy about the job?
I tell you what, the people and being able to be in Medina County. So I grew up here. I've seen a lot of places, been all around the world, and you can do a lot worse than being in Medina and Medina County. It's a great place to live and work.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the financial end of things.
Well, I got a business degree from Bowling Green. My family was in the real estate business. I had a real estate license, and those dovetail quite nicely for the auditor's position because we do real estate and finance. So, and I've had the pleasure and the honor to be here for 21 years now. So it's been a very good gig for me.
Sometimes people have questions about their property values, and sometimes
once in a while.
Well, yeah, and sometimes they're good with it, and sometimes not so good with it. What can they do about it?
Actually, we have that open for appeal right now. If there's anyone who is not satisfied with their property value, they can contact our office, and we'll take a look at that. They do need to give us some type of evidence so that we can look at that, and we can make those changes for next year.
I think for a lot of property owners, that might also it might seem to be a mystery how those numbers are determined. How are they determined?
Well, it is a mystery, even to me at this point. But the property values are based upon the market value. So we always tell people, go out and take a look and see what's selling in your area. We have all the sales all throughout Medina County on our website. You can search by your street. We can help you out with that. But it's not as much of a mystery as it may seem. They are set by the market, and we're just interpreting the market.
I know that you served some military time.
A little bit of time,
and
yes,
I
indeed.
See that there's also patriotic essays that you have. Is that something that you instituted, or was that part of already the auditor's?
That's something that we brought about to honor Memorial Day. I am a Navy veteran, 28 years. Actually, I retired last year. So was a way for us to recognize Memorial Day and get the kids of Medina County involved in it. It's been very successful. We partner up with the Wadsworth VFW, which I'm a member of, and it's actually a great thing. I think that we do that with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders throughout the county. And I was interested to find last year, talking with some of the teachers, that many of the kids didn't know what Memorial Day was about. So it's a great way for us to involve the kids in writing and also to honor all our veterans who have served.
Well, Craig and I always have debates about Memorial Day as to when it used to be on a day, just on a certain day of the month in May. And then they moved it to Monday, and then they kind of, you know.
You guys must be old, because I don't remember.
Well, we don't remember it was Decoration Day or whatever, but that's, you know, it's all part of that. But I know, obviously, with the, you know, the type of a town square, they obviously probably have a nice celebration for
They
Memorial
have
Day
great celebrations that. All throughout Medina County. Wadsworth, Medina, Brunswick, Sharon Center, Hinckley. Valley City, they do a great job here in recognizing the service of our veterans. And we've got very active veterans groups, again, throughout the county, and a tremendous number of people who have served who've decided to settle here or were from here. So, yes, Memorial Day is a big day in Medina County.
I also noticed, too, that, of course, pets are very close to people's hearts, and you've had a lengthy connection there, too. Tell us about that.
We are the dog license people in Medina County. I'm not sure how we got that job way long before I got there. But, yes, we interact certainly with all of the animal organizations, because the dog licensing runs through us. So we license about 25,000 dogs in the county, and because of that, we have that interaction with those different groups who look out for the welfare, and we sponsor an annual event, the Medina County Pet Adopt-a-Thon, where we try and find homes for abandoned or unwanted pets, and we've been very successful with that in partnering up with all of those different agencies throughout the county.
We mentioned in the opening about the storm damage and the valuation deduction. How does that particular...
Well, this year we've seen probably some of the worst storms that I've seen in the 21 years I've been in office. We, as you know, I'm sure we got struck by two tornadoes within a two-week period of time, and even before that, the flooding that we saw before that, I had not seen that level of flooding. So people need to know that if they do suffer damage to their home or properties, if they notify us and file a form with us, that can reduce their value, which then reduces their property taxes for next year. So we want to make sure to let people know about that. They can contact Joan Heller, my chief deputy of my office, if they do have questions about that. And once we get that information, we can help them out a little bit in that manner to help them recover from the storms.
One other thing, Mike, we have a news story on today. Our Larry Wright is talking about unclaimed funds statewide. What can people do here in Medina County if they, whether they know or not, if they have any unclaimed funds?
We have the unclaimed funds up on our website at www.medinacountyauditor.org every day. So if they can't sleep some night at midnight and they want to check, they can go onto our website and they can check not only the state unclaimed funds, but also unclaimed funds for the county. So that's available to them. They can get all the forms they need right off our website, and they need do nothing more than that. And again, I'm not sure if he talked about it when he was on previously, but there are a lot of scams that go on with that. You never have to pay any money to recover your unclaimed funds. And so there's a lot of people who take our list or take the state's list and go out fishing to people. But
you don't have no kind of finder's fee that's going to
there. Well, only if you pay it.
That's true as well.
You can do it yourself for no money. So certainly we would highly advise not to pay anything to do that.
Typically, why were these unclaimed? Where did these monies, where are they sitting?
They can be overpayments to government agencies. They can be unclaimed insurance funds. There's a whole list of things that payments were made and never credited, and so they don't know what to do with them. They may not be able to find the individuals, and so they go back to the state and reside there. I actually went through the process myself. I had unclaimed funds, and I can't even tell you what it was for before, but I had them out there, so it's certainly worthwhile to check and see. It costs you nothing, just on the website and a couple of clicks.
And it could be anywhere from, $25 perhaps, or maybe even
tens of thousands of dollars have been recovered here in Medina County. Yes, indeed.
Do you know how much is just sitting out there right now, Medina County money? Any idea?
Oh, a trivia question. Probably close to, in Medina County, let me guess, I was going to say $1 million. Let's say $500,000, and that's just a guess. I honestly don't know, but probably in that range.
Wow, there's a lot out there. People can check that out. Again, going to the auditor's site. Our guest today, Mike Ovech, Medina County Auditor. Thank you for stopping in this morning.
Appreciate my pleasure. You guys enjoy the sunshine here in Medina.
And he gave us the auditor's ledger, and I now know that this weekend the Lodi Corn Fest is going on.
The parade is tomorrow, and the festival runs on through the weekend down in Lodi. That yes, indeed.
Sounds like good.
We'll be there.
Excellent. And then, of course, later on, the Valley City Frog Jumping isn't too far off.
I have been the longtime announcer of the Valley City Frog Jump, so the only, I think it's the official frog jump of the state of Ohio. If you have never been there, you need to come out. So that's August 8th, I think, that first weekend.
What does the announcer do? Read the names
what
of
does the announcer do?
He
dictates the whole event,
wow.
The pace. You have to give instructions to rookie frog jumpers, which I would think you would be one if you came out. Yeah. I can tell by the look in your eyes.
On Monday, we had Joe Tate here. Today, we got Mike Kovac. It doesn't get any better.
Oh, no. The famous
Medina County is known for its great event announcers like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. There you go. Sounds good. Mike, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate Mike Kovac, the Medina County Auditor, as we continue with the WEOL Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina from the Main Street Cafe.